Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Brooklinen. Go to brooklinen.com, use promo code GHOST, get $20 off and free shipping on some of the best sheets of your life. Brooklinen.com, promo code GHOST. Who wants a bunk bed, Belle? There's never been a better time to sign up for a yearly EPP, Extra Podcast Person membership to Real Ghost Stories Online. Right now, when you become a yearly EPP, you'll get 1 month free membership to our EPP programs. You'll also be able to claim your very own bunk bed bell. Plus, you'll be doing your part to help keep our show on the air.
It's amazing. It's all amazing. We feel so much better.
A show that helps thousands of people worldwide.
Thanks again for providing this outlet and making it so non-threatening.
Feel not so alone with their haunting experiences.
You guys are amazing. We listen to you all the time.
Become a yearly EPP now. Get a free month of our EPP membership and get your very own bunk bed bell.
Hurry though, supplies are limited.
If you're currently a monthly EPP, then upgrade your membership now to a yearly membership and get your bunk bed bell and a free month of EPP membership to Real Ghost Stories Online.
I think it's important for people to be able to have a place where they can share their experiences and validate them because these things are real.
Sign up now to be a yearly EPP at ghostpodcast.com. And thanks for your support.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. The phone number here is 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost story with us. Of course, you can go to our website, realghoststoriesonline.com, and write in your story there or send us your audio file. Just email it, Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. Lots of ways of interacting with us. Facebook at Real Ghost Stories Online, Twitter at Ghost Story Radio, Instagram at Ghost Podcast, and Snapchat. We are there too. At Ghost Podcast, so you can find us pretty much everywhere you want. And sometimes we hide in your closet at night, just so you're aware.
So that you have more spooky stories to call in.
Exactly, the two weird people that are sitting there telling ghost stories in my closet. It's very bizarre. I'm just waiting for a story like that where it's like, and I heard your guys' voice, or the ghost was mimicking you, and I thought I was listening to your podcast, and it was telling me to do bad things or something, you know, something horrible like that. This is the show first that we've done since the other day, where the computer essentially crapped out on us.
Yeah.
And I had to redo the show. But I did say, hopefully this, I'm going to be super vigilant like I used to be on the Macintosh computers we used in high school.
Yeah.
Where you would save your data like every 5 minutes mm-hmm. because you'd get that little bomb that mm-hmm. would show up. And we are not using Macintosh computers, but I remember like always doing that. And when you're trying to do a long form show, it's not always the easiest. Okay, let's stop. Let's save. But we do stop from time to time to edit something or whatnot, so I'm just going to hit save.
Okay.
Just in case. But 700-some episodes in, only having that happen one time.
Knock on wood.
I do have to say I'm impressed, so hopefully it's not like a new thing with this computer and it's like a regular issue. I'd be really pissed if it was, because this is like the most expensive computer I've ever bought to record on.
Yeah.
So if it's like the one that's crapping out on me, I'd be very disappointed, but it's less than a year old, so it must be under warranty, you'd think. First time it ever happened, so hopefully that was just a fluke. Things happen. Let's go to our first caller today, Real Ghost Stories Online. Of course, our phone number, 855-853-4802, to share your real ghost story with us. Hi.
Hi, Tony. This is Emily from Saskatchewan, Canada, again, calling. I called in a couple days ago with another story, and I had another one that I just wanted to share with you guys. And this one isn't really scary. It's more, well, I don't know. I'll let you decide. So 2 years ago, I went to South Africa to do some traveling, and I was fortunate enough to have the experience of visiting, I can't remember what they called. They had a psychic, or I think they called her the witch doctor or something like that. And she was, you know, she was a natural healer, with psychic abilities, and we were allowed to ask her one question each. She was supposed to be able to tell your past, your future, whatever. So some background to this story. When I was in grade 11, my grandfather passed away, and I still feel choked up just talking about it. He was one of the funniest people I've ever met. He was such a great man. They lived in Alberta, so I didn't get to spend very much time with him, but he was always, always asking, every time I saw him, how's school, are you the top of the class? That's what he used to always say. And it was just his typical thing to do. Now, when I, before I went on this trip, this was kind of my last hurrah before entering into law school. I found out in December, before I went on this trip in June of 2015, that I was accepted into law school and we started in the fall. So we went to this witch doctor, and we were waiting outside the hut, and I was sitting on this mat trying to think what to ask, and when I went in there, all I could think was to ask if there was anyone around me who had any messages for me or any spirits. And the energy that I felt in there, I just had to ask it because I felt like it was so present. And what she said, oh, I got choked up just thinking about it now. She told me, I mean, she was speaking in Zulu, but I had an interpreter, and the interpreter, neither of them knew me at all. She told me that my grandpa was proud that I got into law school and wanted to say congratulations. I felt so overwhelmed and just, I can't even explain it. Like, the energy was so intense that, you know, I said thank you and I gave her my money, and then I went outside and immediately started throwing up all over the place. I just couldn't. I was so overwhelmed by the energy in there. It was really intense. And I'm so thankful that I was able to have that experience. And, you know, if this was legitimate and my grandpa was really saying congratulations and, you know, all the hard work paid off, after all the times that he's, you know, pestered me to get your grades up, study, then I'm just really thankful for that. And I thought you guys might find that interesting. And I don't know if you've had any other stories about, you know, South African witch doctors, but thank you guys so much for what you do and for giving us an outlet. And I'm binging on your show, and when I finish all the pre-recorded shows, I'm definitely going to become an EPP, and I really, really hope to hear some of my stories that I've called in about come up on the next broadcast. Thank you so much, Tony and Jenny, and have a great day.
I don't think there's any arguing with that. That's just open and shut. Somebody's still with you.
Yeah, it's one of those cases where people will, you know, and there, of course, are BS psychics out there, but there's legitimate ones too, or people who can communicate on the other side. And when someone's just coming out and saying stuff that they know nothing about you, nothing about what your accomplishments have been, who's important to you in your life. Yes, you can make guesses and here and there, but it's a pretty specific guess to make if that's what you're going to be saying. I'm proud of you for graduating law school. Number one, what percentage of people actually do that?
Or get into law school.
And then to know the very specific person that would be the most meaningful to have that message from, I think that's pretty rare odds for someone just to be pulling that one out of their butt.
Yeah.
So that's that was exactly what it was. Thank you for sharing that experience with us here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Greatly appreciate that. When was the first time that you ever laid down in sheets that were like nice above just the $20 bargain bin that we had growing up that you ran, oh my God, I didn't know sheets could be like this.
I think it's probably been in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh my, yeah. I didn't realize how nice sheets could it be. Mm-hmm. You know, I would always just like kind of be at the store and be like, this is what it is. I honestly didn't know they existed. Uh-huh. We spent about a third of our lives in bed. And, you know, a lot of our listeners, a lot of you guys out there listening to us right now, you might be in bed right now listening to us. So feel those sheets. Are they, and if you've never felt really nice sheets, you may not even know the difference yet. But trust me, these sheets are amazing. Brooklinen. Okay, Brooklinen is the supporter of our show today, and they make just amazing, high-quality sheets and bedding at a very, very affordable price. Now, that's the next thing that usually comes up in your mind is, oh my gosh, they're going to be crazy expensive. With Brooklinen, no, they are not. When you're buying them at, like, the super crazy expensive luxury sheet store, probably, because it has to go to this guy, to that guy, to that guy over there, and then the other people, and then the store, and then there's tons of markups. And yes, in some cases, that stuff can be very expensive, but Brooklinen does it all direct, so they cut all of those extra costs out to get you super high-quality bedding and sheets at a very reasonable price. Brooklinen.com is where you go to do all of this and get and check out these amazing sheets. Trust me, 12,000 five-star reviews.
Yeah.
So you can't really hide being bad anymore with the world online. They've just five-star review after five-star review. We love the ones that they sent to us, our Brooklinen sheets. Try these sheets, and I know you will love them too. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer for our Real Ghost Stories Online listeners as well. $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code GHOST at Brooklinen.com. In fact, they are so confident that you will love your new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give them a try. So there you go. I love the lifetime warranty stuff, especially for stuff that you're going to probably use for the rest of your life.
Sure.
It's quite a thing to stand by for a product. Only way to get the $20 off in free shipping, use promo code GHOST at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code GHOST. You will love these things. It's one of those things you don't think about until you have them. And it's like, then you're like amazingly excited, at least I am, to like get into bed. It's like, oh yes, it feels so good. Brooklinen.com. These are the best sheets ever. Check it out for yourself. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. To share your experiences with us, we would love to hear them. Let's go over to our next caller at 855-853-4802.
Florida. I wrote in.
Let's start that again because she starts going blah, 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 because I had it queued up incorrectly. Hi.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. This is Courtney from Orlando, Florida. I wrote in about a month ago about a demon in my aunt's house. I don't know if you guys have read it on any episodes yet. I haven't heard it. I've been listening for about 2 months or so. Anyway, I'm going to try and keep this somewhat short. Sorry, I'm a little nervous, so I kind of wrote down everything so I didn't ramble too much. So, since my 18th birthday, I get this really strange tingling sensation mixed with a dull pain kind of in the center of my forehead above my eyebrows whenever I'm around anything that's paranormal. It's only when I'm around paranormal hotspots or activity of some kind. I've kind of read about the third eye and it has similar symptoms and stuff. But I just kind of wanted your opinion on it and any listeners' opinions if they care to call in or write in. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, I'm going to give you the latest update on my story. So a few months ago, sadly, my grandfather passed away, and I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but about a month later, I started having some really strange stuff happen in my car. I got in one day, I turned the car on, and somehow the light above the rear window magically clicked to on. And that light is never turned on. And I had some articles of clothing that were just kind of strewn about the back seat, and when I got back in the car, they magically decided that they were going to be in an upright sitting position, like there was a person sitting there. So that kind of freaked me out a little bit, so I've banned clothes from my car. Anyway, this past week, on Tuesday, June 13th, my grandmother actually saw a hooded, cloaked shadow person who was pacing outside our back window at around 5 o'clock in the morning. The thing that kind of bothers me is that he, or she, it paced across the window 3 times, and from what I understand, it was moving really slowly, not like the typical shadow person that just kind of speeds past, or at least that's what I understand from the stories. So she didn't say that she was really afraid of it or anything, and like I said, that was about 5 o'clock in the morning. So thinking that it could have been an intruder, she got my mom, and there was no one there. Anyway, the day after, so Wednesday the 14th, I got a really weird smell, and the only way I can describe it was like the scent of a forest mixed with the scent of slightly burnt sugar. It was really weird, and I have never smelled that a day in my life. So I just kind of brushed it off as my nose playing tricks on me. And last night, also June 14th, I went to sleep with my music on like usual, or sometimes I'll be listening to the podcast, which I love. And I woke up in the middle of the night. I don't know what time I woke up. I didn't open my eyes. I was just trying to get back to sleep. And out of nowhere, I felt this really weird sensation, and it felt like someone was standing in front of me. And for lack of better terms, I got a really raw, primal fear and sense of just dread. I wanted to cry and scream and call for my mom, and she was across the house in her room asleep, but I just decided against it. I don't know exactly what made me decide against it. And I know it wasn't sleep paralysis because I was perfectly capable of moving, which I knew when I was able to grip the pillow that I was holding very tightly and move it towards my face relatively slowly. So anyway, it was a dreadful experience, and if you've read the story that I posted about the demon, I think this might top that feeling. Then again, it could also be similar feelings. So let me know what you think. I love the show. You guys are awesome. I hope to become an EPP very soon, as soon as my financial status allows it. So thank you, and I hope to hear the story on your show. Bye, guys.
I think the imagery of the clothes sitting like place like somebody sitting in the back seat, that's just really scary. And we hear a lot of stuff, but just something as simple as that, I think, is really scary.
I do not know how I would not end up dying in a car accident if I was driving around and suddenly there was somebody in my backseat that wasn't there. Human or ghost? I don't. In fact, I know I do not have enough self-control to not be like flipping out and probably veering into the tree. Not like on purpose, but just out of just sheer panic.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd be very cool, calm, and collected in that situation where it's like, oh, look, there's a human back there. But because we had stories on the show before, people were like, I glanced back in my rearview mirror and there was someone there. And then I just looked forward and kept driving. It's like, what?
I know.
How do you do this?
They have more nerves than we do.
I'd love to have that many nerves.
Yeah.
It would make life easier. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. At Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Tony and Ginny. This is Bliss from Prescott, Arizona. This is my second story submission to you guys. And I wanted to tell you about a local theater haunting. I just listened to a fantastic story about somebody who worked in a haunted theater where they did live performance, and I worked in one too. I'm an actress at my local theater, and the theater is a converted church. It's about 100 years old, and the entire property is dedicated to the theater now, including the rectory and the body of the church itself and all of its storage and outbuildings. It's a fantastic piece of architecture. It's real iconic for our little town. Everybody knows it and recognizes it immediately. And even before I started acting there, I had heard stories about the theater. Of course, it's haunted by a priest, and there's also supposed to be a lady in white, because what good theater wouldn't have a lady in white? And it's supposed to be haunted by a child as well. I had been performing in the theater for a good 5 or 6 months before I had anything happen to me. And this was my first main show on the main stage. The theater has two different stages. And the stage I had been performing on previously was our Black Box Theater, which is about 80 seats. This show I was doing was on the main stage, which is about 160 seats, and the seats are stadium form, so the very top of the seating is at the back of the theater, way, way up, and this evening we were doing what actors call snap lines, which is basically where once you've got all your blocking done and your script memorized, as a refresher, you go back, you sit in a circle, and you run your lines through the whole show. But I'm one of those actors that really tie my physical movements into my line memorization. So I actually like to get up and go through the physical movements, or blocking, as actors say, to remember my lines. So I was one of a cast of 7, and there were 2 other actors who were also moving around through their lines. Halfway through our blocking, it's about a 2.5-hour show, so we were a good 65 minutes in, I noticed at the very back of the theater, at the top of the seating where everything was dark, that someone had come in and sit at the very back and was watching us. I was just on the cusp of desperately needing glasses for the first time in my life. Hello, I turned 30. My body died on me. And so I thought, well, that's just somebody coming in and watching us do our snap lines. Not very interesting, but if it keeps them busy, no big deal. It was in the fall that we were doing this show, and the theater had an old radiator system no longer in use, but it wasn't uncommon for the radiator to try to kick in when the temperature changed. And we were all quite startled, we young actors who didn't grow up with radiators, to have the radiator kick on along the sides of the theater. And it was strange because it was the most particular knocking and clanging sounds within the walls, and it was really disruptive to our lines. I noticed that as I would move around the stage, the clanking and banging sounds seemed to follow me. If I moved to the left of the stage, it would be more prominent on that side. If I moved to the right of the stage, the sounds would be more prominent to the right of the stage. But our director said, no, no, it's nothing to worry about. It's just the radiator. These clanking and banging sounds went on for a good 4 or 5 minutes before tapering off. And then I noticed that the person at the very back of the theater in the high stadium seating had moved and come down a couple rows of seats and was sitting on the opposite side. And that person was watching us. Because of my vision problems, all I could see was just a basic dark outline of a person. But as I looked at this individual, another actor saw me staring and said, hey, what are you looking at? And I said, oh, there's just somebody watching us do our lines. Of course, we got in trouble from the director for talking through somebody else's lines, and so we shut up about it. When I got up to do a particular monologue, which involved me downstage left, the radiator sounds picked up again so, so loud that I was practically shouting over the noise. It was so peculiar. I'd never heard anything like that, these real deep metallic twangings through the walls of the theater. Finally, I finished my monologue, and the sounds from the radiator, apparently, stopped. And I looked up, and the figure was gone. And so I didn't say anything about it till the end of the rehearsal, but I asked my director, I said, hey, didn't you lock the front of the theater doors you know, so that we would have a closed set. And he said, yes. And I said, well, you know, there was somebody watching us. And he looked at me kind of peculiarly, and he said, well, that's not possible. It is a closed set. All the doors are locked. I have the keys. And that rehearsal had actually run quite late, so we were at the theater around 10:30 at night. I brushed it off and didn't say anything else until a few days later. I was talking to a friend in costuming, and she just got this look on her face, and she said, well, that was the ghost. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, the ghost, the priest most likely, was watching you perform. And I said, well, it wouldn't have really mattered because you couldn't hear my monologue over all the radiator noise stage left. And she looked at me again. She's like, the radiator is to the right of the theater in the very back away from the stage. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, the only place you can hear the radiator kick on is when you're in the gallery, which is actually physically below our stage, sub-street level in the back of the theater. And I'm like, no, 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 no. That sound was so loud, we actually had to stop performing. Like, it was moving back and forth between the two walls, left and right, and moving up and down stage. And she just shook her head and said, no, 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 that's not possible. It's a very small radiator, and you can only hear it from the gallery, and it doesn't even work. You shouldn't have even heard it click on with the temperature change. So I don't know really what happened. It was just kind of interesting. It's been my only spooky experience at that theater, and it's not going to stop me from acting. And I think, hey, if these spirits who have lingered wanted to hang out and challenge me during my snap lines, more power to them. As an actor, I always appreciate the challenge. Anyway, thank you so much for the medium that you provide people to tell their stories. I have been binge-watching, well, binge-listening for about a month and a half now, even to the sacrifice of my other podcasts. I haven't listened to another podcast for such a long time. I love you guys. I can't wait to become an EPP member. Bunk Bed Bell! Woo! All right. Love you, Tony and Jenny. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
I think that maybe she was the only one that could see it.
And hear the radiator? No, or what was the radiator? Other people were hearing.
Yeah, they had to stop practice for the radiator. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering if she's the only one that could see the ghost.
Sure. What's weird about the radiator is the director said, it's just a radiator. But other people are like, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking he knows, he's used to this.
He knows what's going on.
And rather than being like, it's just ghosts, everybody, continue on. it's a radiator. Just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's probably fairly aware of what's going on there. Creepy stuff. Thank you for the story and sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go over to our next caller at 855-853-4802. Hi. Oh, here we go. Hi.
Hi, my name's Mandy. I am from upstate New York, near the Syracuse area. I am what my parents called a psychotic psychic. I just wanted to start off with a story. And, I thank you for your show. I've been listening to it for a couple of years. It got me through 2 years of extremely boring work. When my little sister and I were younger, she's 9 years younger than me, we lived in a house, and, okay, your bell, we had bunk beds. I had the bottom bunk because it was the full-size bunk on the bottom, and the top bunk was the twin-size. The foot of the bed faced the door, and almost every night we would see these smaller black shadow people, 5'5", 5'6", and then this very large shadow person would show up. He was, like, 7 or 8 feet tall, and the little ones would just scatter. One morning, I was probably 16. I'm 37 now. And I'm getting ready for school. I go in, I take a shower, I come back in my bedroom, and I'm sitting in front of my dresser with a mirror. It was one of those really old dressers with a mirror that goes on top of it. And I hear my name. Mind you, nobody calls me by my real name, Amanda. And that's what I heard. I heard a man's voice say, Amanda. my stepdad had already gone. So I bolted. I ran into my mom's room and finished getting ready in there. Next morning, take a shower, sit down, start getting ready for school. I hear my name again, Amanda. Got up, bolted to my mom's room again. Next morning, same thing. Shower, getting ready for school, and I heard my name again. And now I'm irritated, so I whipped around and I said, "What do you want?" And earlier that morning, I had taken my dog out, and it was just like a little misty rain. And next thing you know, it sounded like golf balls were pounding my window. I whipped back around and looked in the mirror, and this black shadow thing went from behind me into my closet. Now, fast forward, 5 or 6 years. Actually, no more than that. Fast forward about 15 years. I was getting ready for work. I believe I was like 32. I'm blow drying my hair, and I had it on low because it was hot and humid out. And I heard people talking. And there was a house that was very close to mine, and it sounded like it was arguing, and I'm really nosy. So I went out, and I looked out the sliding glass door, and there was nobody there. And all you could really hear was a man's voice. So I go back into my room, and I start blow drying my hair again, and I hear it again. So I stop. I go back out. There's still nobody there. I told my husband about it later. He told me I was crazy, which usually what happens when I tell anybody anything. My husband worked nights at the time, so the next morning I got up about 4:30 to make him dinner because he gets home at 6:30 in the morning. I was sitting at my kitchen table with my Rottweiler underneath my feet where she usually sat. And next thing you know, she got up and got between me and my back door and just went nuts. She was growling, her teeth were showing, her fur was up. She would not let me by her to go into the living room to see what was outside the back door, nor did I really want to see. So that stopped. She calmed down. 2 days later, my little sister comes over with her son to drop him off for me to watch. And we're standing in the living room, which is off the back of the house. I had a fully screened-in porch with one door. There was one way on, one way off. I flipped on the TV for my nephew, and my sister and I are talking, and all of a sudden, it looked like this 7-foot-tall shadow man walked across my deck from the door to the other side. Never went back. I looked at my sister, she looked at me, and I'm like, "Did you see that?" And she goes, "Yeah." I go, "What did you see?" She says, "I saw the really tall black shadow just walk right across the deck." And it was wintertime, so I went out on the deck. There was nobody there. I looked in the snow. There was no footprints besides my dog. Fast forward. Actually, go backwards a little bit. I was in an extremely abusive relationship. It started out as a wonderful relationship. I have a 16-year-old child with this person. After about four or five years, it turned extremely abusive, mentally and physically, and I left. Now, go back, fast forward again. There's a house that I saw up for rent, and I had to have it. I told my husband, "I have to have this house. We have to move into this house. I don't care how much it costs. I have to have it." I rented the house sight unseen. My husband and I used to get along great. I mean, we very rarely ever fought. I mean, we bickered like every couple does, but never did we really fight. When we moved into that house, my husband started drinking. He became an alcoholic. He became an abusive alcoholic. Then we ended up moving out because there were so many things that were just so wrong with the house that you couldn't fix it and it wasn't safe for my family to live in. We moved to a different house, and my neighbor, who is a pagan, she came over to welcome me, and she says, the first things out of her mouth were, "You belong here." And I said, "Excuse me?" And she said, "You belong here. This house was meant for you." And I said, "I'm sorry, I don't understand." She goes, you're going to die at the old house. And I'm like, what do you mean? She said, there was a shadow man that is bent to destroy you. And I said, no, I couldn't feel anything there, because I can feel when there's something that's not so stellar around me. And she said, it blocked you. She said, the reason you were pulled to that house is it was a portal. She said, and that shadow blocked your ability to be able to feel anything around you. And it attacks the things around me that it knows would hurt me the most, because she said that I am too strong to attack. And I had a protector. She said, what's protecting you looks almost like a bear, but it's not a bear. She said, I don't know what it is, but it's big and it's black. And I said, could it be a dog? And all of a sudden she came out with the name Becky. Becky was my dog when I was younger. She was a big Newfoundland, looked like a bear. So I guess my dog always stood between me and the shadow person so it couldn't harm me. And I was also told that that is why my relationships have, excuse my mouth, gone to shit. Because this thing can't attack me because I'm too strong, so it attacks the weaker. It attacked my ex. It made him, get into drugs and alcohol, which pushed me away. It tried to attack my husband, who turned him into an alcoholic, so I would leave him as well. The only thing that it knows that I will not ever walk away from is my daughter. So I found out recently that it screams things in her head. It tells her that she's no good, she should be dead, her mom and dad would be better off without her. So the only way to get her away from me would be to make her kill herself, which she has tried 3 times, and she's been hospitalized for it 3 times. We've talked to quite a few different people. Every time it happens, I have to hold her hand and call upon Archangel Michael for her protection. So I guess this shadow figure attached to me is a younger child. You know, 15, 16 years old, and it wants me for itself. I found out after the fact that the home was built on an old plantation that had burned down, and the person that had attached to me was the owner, who was not nice. I guess he beat his slaves and his wife and his children and wanted me for himself, which... if anybody that knows me, obviously you don't, if anything ever happened to my child, she is my only child, that you would be digging two holes, because I would immediately, I would end it, because that girl is my life. Right now we are going through the process of making it go away. I've been told to not give it a he or a she or anything like that. I have told it that it is not welcome near me or my family. I've taken some precautions with my daughter with different amulets and stones and protection spells with her. And that is about it for that story. I have quite a few more that they're not as personal, but they're a little creepy. So I will call back at some other point in time. I'm also an EPP, and I do thank you for that. And you guys have a wonderful day, and I hope to hear the story on the air. Thanks. Bye.
I'd never really thought of the concept of being too strong for something to attack, so it attacks and tries to ruin everything around you. And I wonder how many of our listeners have something like that is actually happening to them.
I suppose it's probably more common than... you'd think, and it's probably not necessarily the conclusion mm-hmm. that a lot come to. I'm always hesitant to like say or think that when something is happening to someone that it's 100% the ghost that's doing it or the spirit or the negative energy or the negative entity or whatever. It seems in most cases there's if someone is suffering from something, whether it be a mental illness or a psychological problem or something of that nature, those do seem to be essentially big flags that are being raised for things to then come in and add on to that, essentially mm-hmm. pile on to what already may be something that should be treated through medical professionals and then sometimes is not or is somewhat, but it still can get piled onto from something on the other side. But it's always important when those things are going on that the solution is not always just fix the ghost problem.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it, I think sometimes is if the problem can be tampered down, kind of brought under control, sometimes when that is done, you have less of the ghost problem because there's less of something that's attracting it in.
And it sounds like they are doing.
Yeah.
A lot to work on
both. Yeah, which is important. That's what I'm just saying is it's always important to look at both angles and areas and attack both of them when you believe that you've a bit of both going on. So thank you for sharing that that experience and that story with us. We do greatly appreciate it. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to one more caller today. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Jenny. I listen to your show. I'm kind of new. I've listened for a couple of months now, but now I started an internship, so I have a lot of free time to listen to you guys. I really like the show. I started experiencing paranormal activity at a younger age or that I can remember. And there was a couple instances where I would wake up a lot at night from hearing noises in the basement, which sounded specifically like a kind of like a scratching sound, and I would hear this almost every night repeatedly. And finally, as a kid, my family dog at the time, would scratch at the back door if she wanted to go out and whatnot. So I'd always just chalk it up to that or assume that it was her scratching the door. And I finally got up in the middle of the night one night to go tell her to be quiet because was keeping me up, and I was tired of always waking up to the scratching noise. And I went to the kitchen where her spot is and where she sleeps, and she was just sleeping there next to the door, and was not her making the noises, and I could still hear them down the stairs from the basement. So I would go wake up my parents and let them know, and they'd say they didn't hear anything and that I need to go back to bed. And then about a couple months later, I had woke up as a kid again, to a figure standing next to my bed, and there was a lot of description to it, but I don't remember it now, but I remember it being very vivid, like it had almost, not really features, but like specific things to it, and I just remember almost like blacking out with fear, like I couldn't move, like I just remember tucking into the blanket and like my heart beating out of my chest, and I couldn't talk, I couldn't move, I couldn't scream, I couldn't call for my parents, what felt like forever, I probably was only like 5 minutes or so, but I hid in the blankets. And at the time, I had beads hanging from my doorway because that was the cool thing back then was everybody, all my girlfriends and stuff had colorful beads that they'd hang from their doorway to help like dress up their rooms and whatnot. And you can't walk out the door or in the door without the beads hitting. And it was like the plastic noise was very specific. And I remember hearing that as if someone had either came in my room or left my room. And I waited a couple more minutes, and I finally got the energy to see if whatever it was had left. And there was nothing there. And then I had to get enough energy to run to my parents' room, which is right next door. So those were a couple incidents that had just happened to me as a kid. And then a couple years later, I was playing with a Ouija board that my friend had brought over, and it was like midday, it was after school, my parents weren't home yet, we were playing with the Ouija board, and she had just got it like the day before, and she was excited to bring it over and play with everybody and see if anything happened, whatever. And she didn't want her parents to know that she had it or something, and my parents they wouldn't really care, So she brought it over and we played and nothing happened at all. And we're like, all right, let's just put it away. And I was like, I'll bring it to you to school tomorrow. Bring it to you to school. And so he put had like a cardboard you put on top, and then he put the cursor in the little holes. And I put it in my closet. The next day I brought it to school and she opened it. She goes, where's the cursor? I was like, you saw me put it in there. There's literally three holes where you put the board in, you put the cardboard on top, and you put the cursor in the three little holes. It even glows in the dark. It's like that very generic Ouija board that is sold at like GameStop and kids stores and whatnot, which is weird. But so I called my mom and I said, Mom, did you touch the Ouija board? Like, the cursor's not in there now, and now Taylor's really mad at me. She thinks I lost it. So she had it not moved from my living room to my bedroom at all. And so, like, it couldn't have just gotten lost. It's not like it had been anywhere else. It had just been at my house. And she couldn't find it. And then just a couple years later when I was packing for college, we found the cursor sitting at the bottom of a really old drawer that we had with a bunch of magazines, just a junk drawer that we'd just load everything in. And it was at the very, very bottom. And I just thought that was super creepy. Because I don't know if something was trying to protect me or didn't want us to play with it, but it was really weird to find it almost, I don't know, 6-7 years later. And then more paranormal things kept happening, but our theory is that the ghost comes from across the street because that house is apparently haunted from what those parents have told mine. So our theory is that it just kind of comes over and messes with us a little bit here and there. Because we've had a lot of paranormal things happen in streaks. Like, it will be nonstop or, like, every other day for a month, and then nothing will happen at all for 6 months. I'll call back with that, too. Okay, well, thanks. I really like your show. Bye-bye.
I want to see the custom Google map. You know, it shows you now, like, where traffic is backed up, like, red lines and green lines. And I want to see it where it kind of just, like, colors in areas of how haunted is the neighborhood.
You think it'll do that?
You can make custom maps on there. I don't know how, but I know it's doable.
Mm-hmm.
And companies do it for various reasons. But I think it'd be real interesting if someone did that, where it's like a custom Google haunted ghost map. You know, you get a haunted house, and then it kind of creates a little circle around that area. And, it, you know, the more haunted houses that are, you know, essentially flagged, it ends up, you know, kind of expanding that circle in that area.
I bet you a lot of people would not like that, though.
No, it'd be horrible.
They're trying to sell their house, and then they're in the middle of some red dot.
Oh, it's like crime statistic maps.
Yeah.
I mean, it's essentially the same thing, mm-hmm. but for ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the where you want your house to be on the map, unless it's like in like New Orleans, where just most of the thing is just red for the ghosts. It's like the whole place is haunted. There you go. But it'd be interesting if that ever did occur. Thanks to the call. Appreciate the story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. That wraps up today's episode. If you like our show, help us stay on the air. Become an EPP. That's an extra podcast person. You sign up to be one of those at ghostpodcast.com. Let's go there. Click Become an EPP. And it's only $5 a month. Get all the bonus episodes of our show, exclusive video content, and more. Ghostpodcast.com. That's what keeps the show on the air. So check it out, and thank you in advance. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thank you for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.